from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 feet, locking up 94 feet, putting the clamps on guys. I do believe in a bounce back for Andrew Wiggins. I'm not just being a homer. Being television Bonte. This is the real Bonte Hill. Radio Bonte is live and direct. I do believe in an Andrew Wiggins bounce back.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy? Santa Claus?
I did. I still believe in Santa.
Also the Tooth Fairy. Love the Tooth Fairy.
Also believe
Brush
in God.
Those teeth, kids.
Brussels teeth.
I mean, come on,
sorry, Brussels teeth.
You got to know when to fold them.
I'm not folding them.
I mean, geez Louise.
I'm not folding
them on
Andrew
Wiggins.
Say.
So, Bonte, is Markkanen a better player than Paul George?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think
Paul George is a better basketball player than Lauri Markkanen. Would you agree?
So. Yeah.
Now, there's age, and age factors into this. But if you're not trading Kuminga for Paul George, then what makes me think trading Kuminga for Markkanen?
Now, let me ask you this.
And pods.
You just asked me if I believe in the Tooth Fairy. Do you really believe the Warriors are not trying to trade Kuminga for Paul George?
I don't know what to believe.
Because Kawakami said one thing, Ramona Shelburne said another.
I don't know what to believe.
I don't believe that they were not trying to trade Kuminga for Paul George. I don't believe that for 1 second. I don't.
So you, there's like a double entendre this. So you do believe Kuminga was a part of the
absolutely.
Okay, the Paul George's.
And
okay.
I don't think the Clippers were winning there. They were saying, come on without Kuminga. Give us JK down here.
Okay.
I think the Warriors were basically like, yeah, that's probably too much.
Because I would not be giving up Kuminga, pods, multiple firsts, Moody, pick swaps
for
Paul George. So I'm not going to do it for
Markkanen. I'm not doing that whatsoever. But are there any Warrior fans out there who are willing to do the deal? Are they out there willing to do the deal?
Let me change the fabric of the deal. What if it's Moody Wiggins pods? And some package.
Well, you move off that money of Wiggins.
And then you give that money to Markkanen.
So you got Markkanen, Draymond, Kuminga, Steph, DeAnthony Melton. You need a bench. That's tough for me. It depends on the pick compensation.
To sign Pat Beverly to be your backup point
guard? I can't do that. I think I'm saying no to that deal.
Really?
Honestly, I'm saying no to that deal.
Okay.
Maybe I'm overvaluing Brandon Podziemski, but I think the guy plays winning basketball.
If you're making this deal for Markkanen, you are banking that he will give you, this is what you're expecting, he's giving you the 2 months of Kuminga for longer.
Yeah.
The 2 months of Andrew Wiggins when you won the championship for longer. Yeah. You're basically saying that we think he can be our second best player.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know if he can give you that same impact.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
And in the Western Conference, we're talking about a conference that has Luka, Jamal Murray, Kyrie, whatever's going on with the Houston Rockets. You got Wimby in San Antonio. Damn it. No, I'm not doing that. I can't. I don't think Lowry's all that. I don't. 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. Love to hear Bonte Shasky in this time slot. Hey, Shasky, you get used to this time slot. Come on.
I don't understand how we elevate a guy with zero playoff games.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
Into superstardom without having ever done anything of significance in April or May, ever. I mean, we're over here criticizing Pandemic P for all his playoff shortcomings, and he is older, and I acknowledge that. Pandemic P has done much more in the playoffs than Markkanen's ever done.
Now you're talking
and
my language.
And how many people were not in on PG-13?
Now you're speaking my language. This team may be just as good as is than if they gut this team for Larry Markkanen. Let's get to the lines.
Because you got to pay him.
Yeah, then you got to pay him. And how much you got to pay him?
Is that a guy
you could say, hey, once Steph retires, Lowry, carry the franchise into the future? I don't know. But who's out there who believes the Warriors should make a deal for Lowry? Do you send the picks? As the kids are saying on Twitter, they got remixes, they got songs. Send the picks, Joe Lacob. Send the picks. Hell with the picks. Are you in that camp? Or do you want to keep Kuminga and Pods and Moody? And do you believe they could contribute to winning just as much as Lowry? Let's get to the lines here. We got full phone lines here. Let's go. You know what? It's been a while since we heard from Antonio. Start off, Antonio. Set the tone, Antonio.
What's up, dog?
What's up, you guys? Yeah, I'm not doing all that, man. You guys know how positive I could be, man. But I'm like, nah, I'm not even in Podzinski. I think he's going to be an excellent second-year player, man. Score, can do it all. Kuminga, I think he's going to have an Anthony Edwards type of fourth year. You know what I'm saying? Moody, excellent role player. And you need that, man. Steph gets older, you need all the depth you can get. This is not the L.A. Rams, SM picks, none of that, you know. And Lauri Markkanen, he's excellent. But, you know, we're not going to make this into a Lauri Herschel Walker marketing, man, as far as trading everything. Can't do it. In the words of Mike Singletary, y'all.
Can't do it, Antonio. What about you, Austin and San Jose? Are you sending the picks? Are you sending the youngsters for Lowry marketing, Austin?
What's up, Bonte? Shasky, you guys must have had too much sleep, man. Bonte, what's going on?
Hey, man, I feel good. Hey, Austin, I haven't felt this good in weeks.
Brother, you fired up.
Man. I am fired up, man. Listen, Austin, we haven't even got to the 49er talk. Just wait until that 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Something about Brock.
Hey, we'll get to that. I used coming to my Commanders, man. You know what's going on there, but we're not talking about that right now. Hey, don't do that to me.
No, we're not going to do that.
Don't do that.
Listen, man, this whole thing with Pods, I mean, why is it now Pods is the next thing, the sexiest thing in Warrior Land? What's going on, man? Listen, let's slow our roll on Pods, man. Second year. We got to see. Sophomore year, once guys have a chance to see, they're going to be ready for him this year, Bonte. They ain't going to be falling down and getting calls and all that crazy stuff. His jump shot, he's still got to figure out how to get his jump shot off. I'm not convinced he's a jump shooter yet. He can shoot a set shot, but he's not the quickest guy in the world. So this is the NBA, man. This is not summer league. So I put a pause on it. As far as making the deal, though, absolutely. If you can get Lauren, he's a proven pro, man. I mean, you guys are all hyped up on Moody and J.K. and Pod, guys that we're still trying to figure out if they can be part of a regular roster and a starting lineup yet. So I'm making that move.
That's fair.
If J.K. was on Utah, we can probably deduce that he would have, 20 points per game?
Oh, he averaged 24 a game in Utah, right, Austin?
I don't know about 24. 24 is strong.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dress differently, Shasky, and Utah. I don't know if that act he would listen.
Oh yeah. Bobby, oh, did you see it real quick, Austin? Thing. Austin, you sound like you heard to your fashion. Rate the scarf that he was wearing on Saturday
night.
What
he was wearing.
Oh man, I'm trying to figure out what that was, Bonte. Maybe you can. You guys are younger than me, man. You got to explain that to the viewers. I don't know what that was. That was weird. And last thing on JK, man. Please tell me, Bonte. The Warriors and Dunleavy are not sold on this guy. Why am I getting the feeling there's something weird going on with JK? I'm not feeling the commitment from the Warriors, man. It's just me, or do you kind of get that same thing?
That's fair. Thanks, that's man. Fair. Hey, great call, Austin. Good call. I love that. We'll get to everybody else in a second. I'm going to answer that question. It does feel like there's some difference of opinion when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. Like, I don't believe Steve Kerr is in love with JK as he's in love with Brandon Podziemski. I think Joe Lacob loves JK. I'm not sure where Dunleavy falls into place, but there is a disconnect when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. I will agree with that, Austin, in San Jose. Everybody's not on board with him. For what? I have no idea. But there seems to be a disconnect when it comes to JK. And just thinking about this on the way in, Shasky, it feels like Pods gets so much love. And look, I'm not mad at that. I'm not a hater. I'm a player. Not really a player. I'm just trying to rhyme here. Let me just.
I know people.
In the words of Mac Minister, don't hate the player, hate yourself. Not hate the game, he says hate yourself.
But the best line. But Kuminga, he seems like.
You like that one, huh?
That's really good.
It's really good. He said, don't hate the player, hate yourself. It's so good.
It is so good.
It's such a classy
line. Mac Minister still trying to get out of prison. Shout out to Mac Minister. Listen, there does seem Kuminga's polarizing in the sense that everybody just thinks that we could find a player like that anywhere. He doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, he doesn't do this. Well, let's focus on what he does good. We do that with Pods all the time. Now, you don't want to flip it and say, what does Pods not do well?
Monte, he's the best athlete on the Warriors on a team that has minimal athleticism to begin with. He's the best player at getting to the free throw line on the Warriors on a team that minimally gets to the free throw line. He's by far and away the best leaper on the team.
Yep.
On a team that doesn't leap. He's by far and away the second or third best perimeter defender at minimum.
Yep.
At minimum.
Yep.
On a team that doesn't defend on the perimeter.
Yep.
So you can tell me about all the things he doesn't provide the Warriors. He's not a great passer. Well, that's what Draymond's for. Not every player is going to have every skill in the bag.
And listen. I actually think he's an underrated passer.
Well, I would agree with that. Is his discernment the most stellar? No, he's 21. But when he's 23, I bet his discernment will be a lot better, especially if he gets 30 minutes a game.
Thank you. Let's go to the lines, man. People are fired up here. Let's go to Marcus in Pacifica. Marcus, what's happening, man?
What's up, bro?
What's up, Marcus?
What's happening? I appreciate you guys getting me on. One name you forgot there was Steph Curry, as far as who's signing off on Kuminga.
That's true.
I think he has a lot to say in this. And, you know, Draymond went on record last year saying that, you know, Kuminga had carried them when they were down. He showed that he's got some leadership qualities and his ability to take over a game, which goes a long way in the conversation. As far as marketing him goes, I'm not on board at all. You know, no disrespect to him, but you know, you guys can remember when the Warriors, you know, different situation, but they traded Chris Webber for Tom Gugliotta, who was a 20-10 guy, looked great in Washington. Everybody thought that it was a fair handshake.
Great call.
Farthest thing from the truth. When you play for a bad team, you're going to put up numbers. Like you said, Kuminga put up at least 20 to 23 if he was in Utah. He'd be getting his touches. He's got to share the ball. You know, Clay was adamant about getting his touches. Steph's going to get his touches. You know, Kuminga, they were giving him the ball. You know, you got to allow the team to kind of develop. You know, as far as giving up on Moses Moody, you know, maybe I'm crazy, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of like a poor man's Robert Horry. You know, he goes out there. He when you call his number, he shows up. You sit him on the bench for 10 games. You bring him in. He shows up regular season, postseason. He's an outside defender. Long, you know, the Warriors need to stay long. That's the future of the NBA. You know, defensively, I think we're a better team with what we've got right now. I don't think Markkanen puts us anywhere near defending for a championship, let alone going anywhere in the playoffs.
Good call, Marcus. I think a lot of people agree with you here. And JK, look, would he go to Utah and average 23-24? I believe he would. When he went to Steve Kerr's office and they talked it out, because JK basically says Steve Kerr lost his trust. Right? Which is wild, right? For a third-year player, like, yo, this championship coach who's got all these rings as a player and coach, I don't trust you no more. Well, they hashed it out. He went to go get a haircut, and he went to average 19 points a game over the next 37 on the Warriors with Stephen Curry, with Clay, with Wiggins, with CP3, with all these guys who touched the basketball. He averaged 19 on his team. Hell, he may average 25 a game in Utah if he had the runway he doesn't have here. So, look, marketing, dare I say, is it like Sabonis? Is it empty calories?
I mean, it feels like it. I like the Gugliotta comp because he's kind of right on that.
Yeah.
And just look around the league as a whole. Like, you know, Kevin Love, and again, I think he's an excellent, excellent player, Kevin Love, when it's all said and done. Look what he looked like in Minnesota when he's getting all the usage rate.
Yep.
And then look what he looks like as a clipped version of himself playing on a LeBron team.
Right.
I think it's very difficult to play alongside Steph. This is one thing no one gives credit. Kuminga's proven he can still get his alongside Steph Curry.
That's a good point.
Very few guys can prove that.
He's a good player. Very good point.
I mean, who knows? Markkanen comes and he doesn't get the usage rate, and maybe he cowers.
Maybe, and he's just standing on the 3-point line. Can he go to the rack and finish like Kuminga? Can he get to the free throw line like Kuminga? Spadoni, do me a favor. I got a quick homework assignment for you. How many free throws a game does Markkanen average?
Okay, I'll go grab that. It's a work assignment. Yeah, I'm not going home to go look.
Yeah, on the spot assignment. Call it a homework, but an on-the-spot assignment. Pop quiz real quick before we get to, let's get to Dean and Fremont. We got Rob. Oh, Rob has said Bruno up in the afternoon. What? Let's go to Dean and Fremont real quick, Spadone. My bad. Dean and Fremont.
Hey.
What's up, Dean?
I agree with you, Bonte. I would not make this deal. Ainge doesn't want to get rid of Markkanen, because if he did, he'd make it so that way somebody could afford it. He's asking for an insane price because, well, why not? I can't wait to see the Dubs this season because the young guys are going to surprise people. And that's what happens when you have young guys. They surprise people like the Warriors did 10 years ago. When they're ready for you, it's not really when it happens. These guys are going to surprise people, and they're going to be a lot better than anybody thinks.
You know what? I know what, Dean. Shasky, don't you just want to trust the process for a second? They got under the first and second apron. You're under the luxury tax. You're not going to be in the repeater. Just sit back for a couple months.
But, like, all these people, like, two timelines. Like, we've gone, like, I just feel like people have gone crazy to one side of the room, and it's like, hey, guys, Moody barely played his rookie year. Wiseman didn't play for 2 years, and when he did, it was spotty. Pods proved he belongs. This isn't like a sight unseen.
Right.
He proved he belongs. Now, what he develops into, is it sustainable?
We'll see.
Okay, fine. He's an NBA player, and he's a rotational piece at minimum.
Right.
At minimum. Now, at minimum, could he become one day a starter? I don't know. Kuminga has proven, at minimum, he's coming off anyone's bench and averaging 15 a game.
Yep.
Anyone's. And that's very difficult.
Why are people down on Kuminga?
What?
Why do you think people are down on Kuminga?
I think that, well, there's a variety of reasons, but I think that there is a element of sometimes we don't like people who don't smile. And I know that sounds super simplistic, like Ramos.
Right.
I think if Ramos smiled every single game, I just think it would be more endearing. I don't know why that is.
Wow.
I think it would be more endearing.
That's interesting.
Right? And like, I look at certain young players, like, For example, Brock Purdy, when he's having success, he smiles in the right. podium, and he has a very like choir boy kind of feel to him. There's something about smiling and laughing. Richard Sherman immediately was embraced by Niner fans because he's got a big smile.
Right, right.
He does. That's not everyone does. He also has a scowl.
I didn't think about it like that.
No, but like I believe like Barry Bonds was hated because he didn't smile.
Didn't smile at all.
David Ortiz was beloved because he did smile.
He always smiled.
You know, Sammy Sosa. I know now we've forgotten. Sammy Sosa was
his
beloved.
Smile. His smile.
He was
great.
Beloved.
No doubt.
Because he smiled. There's something about, like, he is super serious and into his craft, and he doesn't smile a lot, Jonathan Kuminga. He doesn't show a lot of personality because he's coming from another country.
Do you also think him going to the media?
Oh, that's an element.
Big element?
Absolutely.
When it's like, hey, you haven't proven anything. Let me go to CJ Holmes of the Chronicle, who's now out there in New York City covering the Nets.
And he's not
during
polished.
During a playoff series, too.
During a playoff series, too.
And he's not polished as a player. So, right? So he's not as refined as somebody. He kind of comes off kind of rigid, right? He's running into people and crashing into them. And I'm just saying, like, man, the kid is a player. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah,
I'm
with you.
We're not talking about, like, Wiseman. Maybe he can't play in the NBA.
But you know what?
Like Slater can play.
But no, you know what? I would not. I'm not going to. Wiseman in Indiana intrigues me.
Okay,
it intrigues me a little bit. But yeah, no, I get what you're going.
Kuminga's already proven more.
Yeah, he has proven more. No doubt about it. Real quick, Spinotti, how many free throws a game does Lowry marking in average?
So his free throw attempts for his career is at 3.6. Now, last year, he averaged 5 free throw attempts, and the year prior, his All-Star year was 6.
Kuminga averaged 4.5 free throw attempts a game last season. 4.5 free throw tips. I like this on YouTube.
As the fourth option?
From the land of hella. From the land of hella on YouTube.
Yeah.
Markkanen is basically Rashard Lewis. That's interesting. Remember all Rashard Lewis from the Sonics and the Magic?
But they had Dwight Howard and Jimmy Nelson and Hedo.
We're asking Markkanen to play like a big. Real quick, let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening?
Oh, Rob, you're up.
Rob. What's up, bud? Time with Rob, man. What's up, Rob?
You know, this is my prime time right here. But look, I woke up this morning, right, and I started rolling my breakfast, and then I heard the radio, and I heard Willard. I said, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Ruined my morning. Then I forgot y'all were doing a switchover. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know, Willard. But anyways, the Warriors just stand pat. Lauri Markkanen is not the guy like that. I mean, if he can rebound and defend at a high level, make the trade, but he not doing all that. And secondly, do y'all just compare him to Rashard Lewis?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Rashard Lewis was in the playoffs everywhere he went and was a great role player, was a great player to me. He did everything. So I don't know. He could dribble, could defend. So I don't know what y'all talk. Who said that?
If he
was trying to lose, we need to go get him there. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got, though,
fellas. Hey, Rob, real quick. I know we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have you watched the receiver doc yet, Rob?
Huh?
Have you watched the receiver doc yet?
So good.
People been telling me I ain't had time to do it, but I'm gonna wait till it's all over, then I'm gonna go revenge it once it's over.
Rob, let me tell you this right now. Jimmy Garoppolo, you will think Kyle Shanahan should go straight to Canton for what he did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Devontae was broken 3 games in.
Hey, I told y'all this years ago, y'all didn't believe me. And then when I said he looked better, Trey Lance looked better than Jimmy, does it sound off now?
Oh, no. Well, Jimmy, we agree with that. Trey Lance should have started the first game in 2021. Hands down. All right. We got to roll.
God,
we got
to roll. Oscar.
Oh, we got Jonathan in San Francisco. Darren in Oakland. Tony in Oakland. Murderers Row. We're going to get to you all after Dalton Johnson. We'll spend 10 minutes with Dalton. We'll get right back to the calls. We're rolling on his Warriors. It's simple. You ready to trade Pods, Moody, and Kuminga for Lowry, Markkanen, and picks?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers, from the route trees to who plays better in man or zone. We provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.